Okay, so again, Sanhedrin Daf Samach for today. We're holding on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, and we are at pretty far up on the page on Nun Tes Amid Beis at Tashma Ubechol. Last word online is Ubechol. Today's share once again is sponsored by Avishai and Elishev Newman, Lizchusay for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freda, as well as for Sarah Freda Bas Chaya. They should both have for Shalema, Besoch Shar Chola Yisrael. So the first thing we're going to do is finish up our discussion from yesterday. Rav had made a comment that Adam was not allowed to eat meat. So we have four challenges to that idea. We learned the first two challenges yesterday and how we respond to them, and now we're going to have an additional two challenges and how we respond to them. Then the Gemara is going to continue on the list of things that Bnei Noach are not allowed to do. Those that hold that a Bnei Noach is Asur in Kishuf and in Kalayim, where does that come from? The Gemara is going to find the source, and also we're then going to discuss Birkas Hashem, because that was mentioned in the Mishnah, the whole procedure for judging a case of Birkas Hashem, which names of Hashem are included in the Isser of Birkas Hashem. How do we know that one has to stand when they hear the Shem Hashem? How do I know that one has to tear Kriya and never mend the Kriya when one hears the Birkas Hashem, when one hears someone cursing Hashem? Why is it that the Edom don't have to tear a second time when they say their Edus? They're saying the Birkas Hashem all over again. And then we're going to have Machlokas, whether one has to tear Kriya if one hears a Birkas Hashem Bikinui, and whether one has to tear Kriya when an Akum is Mevarech the Shem Hashem. So then on Amud Beis, we're going to have a new discussion. The Mishnah on top of Amud Beis is going to begin the Sugya of Avodah Zarah, that someone who's Ovid Avodah Zarah is Chayiv Skila. But not all forms of Avodah Zarah are Chayiv Skila. So the Mishnah is going to list which types of Avodah for Avodah Zarah are Chayiv Skila and which ones are just a Los Haseh. And the Gemara is going to go through the sources. How do we know that certain forms of Avodah are always Chayiv Skila, regardless whether it's Dark or or not dark obekach, and how do I know that other forms of avodah are not going to be chayiv skil, they're only going to be lo sase? So let's pick up again from Tashima. Says Gemara Tashima, again, last one line is ubechol, about 12 lines before the end of the page. Tashima, ubechol chaya haromeses ala aretz. Adam Rishon is given control and power over every chaya, all chayos that are on the face of the earth. So don't you see from there that he was allowed to eat the meat of a chaya? Certainly that can't be talking about avoda, can't be talking about doing work, because chayos are not very good for doing work. They're wild beasts. Says Gemara, hula suya nachash hudasa. No, that kol chaya comes to include the nachash, and the nachash would have been an excellent working animal had it not been for what ultimately happened to the nachash. Titania, Rav Shimon Menasya Omer, chaval al shamash gadol sha'aved min ha'olam. It's too bad we lost one of the most helpful creatures when with the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Shil malin niskal nachash kalecha v'achem Yisrael ha'im izdam lo shen nachashim tovim. Had it not been for the curse of the nachash, then we would have, every single Jewish person would have had two good snakes, echad mishagro l'tzafa and echad mishagro l'darom, one that he could send up to the North Pole, one that he could send down to the South Pole, many places, Marshall explains, that are too cold for human beings to go and to travel to. Lehavilo sandalvonim tovim, vavonim tovim tovos margolios, that they would bring us all sorts of precious gems that otherwise would be beyond the reach of human hands to find all of these precious gems. Nechashim would be able to find it. So it doesn't say every human being, it says every Jew would have two nechashim. Jews would be in the diamond trade, I guess. That's built in from very early on. V'lo od elishamav shilin mitzua tachas nava. Not only that, they would have a strap that comes under its tail, umotzi ba'afar l'ginasa l'churvaso, and the nachash would be able to bring dirt to our gardens and to our churvos in order to fill them in order to help us out with construction and with planting in these places. So the bottom line is, though, we don't have a riot from the fact that it says that Adam controlled the chayos, that he was allowed to eat meat. No, it's a reference to the nachash and how the nachash would have worked for him. So Gemara has one final attempt to prove that Adam maybe was allowed to eat meat. The story was that Adam Rishon was sitting in Gan Eden, and he was living it up. The Malachi Asharis were roasting meat for him, and they were straining delicious wine for him. And it all went downhill because of the kinna of the nachash. The nachash saw the way Adam was living, and that caused a great deal of kinna, and that's how everything began to fall apart. So aside from the mussar of how all that happened bad in the world relates back to a person living it up in too public a way and arousing the jealousy of others, but Nogel in Yanenu, it says that the malachim were preparing meat for him, so apparently he was allowed to eat meat. Says Mar, no, Hasan bebasar yorid min hashamayim. That wasn't animal meat. That was meat that was yorid min hashamayim. That was a different kind of meat. Ask the Gemara, is there such a thing? Meat ika basar hayorid min hashamayim. Is there such a thing as meat that's yorid min hashamayim? In absolutely yes. As the story goes, Rav Shimon ben Chalafta was traveling once, Pagubo Hanach Aryosa, and he encountered a group of lions, Davukana Hamila Ape. And this group of lions was, they were licking their lips. They were ready to eat. They were hungry. Amar Hakfirim Shogim Latarif. So he said, Hakfirim Shogim Latarif, Nechisle Tarte Amtasa, Chada Chluv Chadashuv Kuan. Two pieces of meat come down from Shemayim. One of them was eaten by the lions, and that satisfied their hunger. And the other one they left over, the lions weren't hungry to eat, so he was able to take. So Aisi Va'asal Beim Joshua, he took that extra piece of meat and he brought it to the Beis Medrash. Bayallah, Dover Tamiuza, O Dover Tahar, right? He was an Isha Halacha, that any event happens, he wants to know what's the Halacha in such an event. So meat comes out from Shemayim, miraculously saves his life. The lions eat the meat, so instead of taking the second piece of meat and eating it, he says, ah, what's the Halacha of such a piece of meat? It came down. I don't know that I ever had a proper shechita. I don't know about any malicha. I don't know about treifas. I don't know about anything. I just know that it came down in Hashemayim. Is this considered something that's kosher or not? They said to him in the Beis Medrash, Ein davar tamei yorin min Hashemayim. A davar tamei never comes down in Hashemayim. If it came from Shemayim, then you know that it's kosher. What if the thing that came down from Shemayim looks like a non-kosher animal? What if it looks like a chamor, which is a non-kosher animal? We then say look, this was a davar tamei that came down min hashamayim, and it's only when it's unknown that we have a chazaka that in davar tamei yorid min hashamayim. Or do we assume that no, if it emanated from Shemayim, it's not a real chamar, it's just something that's shaped like a chamar, but it's a kosher piece of meat. Amalei Yarod Nala Ha'amrilei Ein Davar Tamei Yorid Min Hashamayim. He called him a name, he said Yarod Nala, and he said, didn't we already say that the rule is no Davar Tamei is Yorid Min Hashamayim? What's this name, Yarod Nala? So Rashi writes, second to last line, Tanin Shota, Ov Sheshmo Tanin, Vuhu Shota Ubocha Umas B'tamid, V'kol Tanin D'mikrim Tagmin Yerudin, that there is certain type of bird that whines and cries and screams all the time. So he's saying, you're just making noise. You're like that bird that's just crying and whining and screaming all the time by asking such a ridiculous shayla. We already answered this question. We already said that ein davar tamei yorid min hashamayim. So this is on the list in the Tshuvas Chavis Yareh. Chavis Yareh is a long tshuva in some Kuflin Beis about all the times in Chazal that we find what seem like blatant insults, blatant violations of Onaz Devarim. They're calling each other names, they're saying not nice things about each other. Isn't this a violation of Onaz Devarim? So the Chavis Yareh goes through one by one and how each one is really a compliment and that it really is meant to say something very positive. So on this one, the Chavis Yareh says that what was going on over here was that Rabbi Yavo and Rabbi Zeira had different ways of life, meaning that Rabbi Yavo was... that Rabbi Yavo was someone who thought that it's that a person is supposed to enjoy this world, and Asir Adam Litein Es Hadin, if you HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to give you Hana'a and you didn't want to take that Hana'a that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. And Rabbi Zeira was the opposite. He was Misagif Nafsho, he wouldn't have any extra Hana'a, he was a real minimalist in terms of the way he lived. So it could be that Rabbi Yavo thought that Rabbi Zeira's way of life was a Chasidus Shel Shtus, that it wasn't proper, but he was still impressed. And maybe that's why he was calling him by this name. He's saying this is someone who's constantly suffering. He's constantly crying because he's never living with any hana'a in his life. He's always turning down every opportunity of hana'a, and he's always behesped v'da'aga alavonosav. He's always worried about his averos, and he's constantly living with his sins, negedeinav, and he therefore doesn't have any confidence in his tzidkus. So he's constantly crying, and that was very very admirable that he was able to live life like that. So that's what he was saying, Yarod Nala. He wasn't saying it as an insult. So Chavis Yari has like all those, you know, throughout Shas, whenever there's an insult, he tries to find a way that it's not really an insult, that it's really a compliment. A little bit hard to believe. Rav Zilberstein Chashuki Chemed has a case. A guy was making a Sheva Brachos, and a couple of Ashirim, Gvirim come in, and he says, here, sit down, have a seat. He gives him Kavod Gadol, and he says, sit right next to that guy. And he points to a Talmud Chacham, the Chamor, sit next to the Chamor. So everyone was very taken aback. What kind of comment is that? He said, no, I meant it as a compliment. Yisachar Chamor Garam. I meant that he's like a Yisachar as compared to a Chamor, because he sits and learns Torah, and he stubbornly is able to sit by a Gemara for hours and hours. So does he have to be Mevakish Mechila? So Zilberstein tries to connect it to this Chavos Yair. But he said he asked Rav Eliashiv, and Rav Eliashiv said, it depends on context. You have to see what he meant. Obviously, you have to see if it sounded like an insult, it was an insult. If it didn't sound like an insult, then it probably wasn't an insult. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer Afala Kishuf. So Rabbi Shimon says that Kishuf is also included in the Isurim of Bnei Noach. My time is Rabbi Shimon. Where does he get the idea that Bnei Noach are also in Kishuf? Tuchsiv Mechashefa Lo Sechaya Uksiv. And the very next pasuk says Kol Shochiv and Behema Mosimas, that there's a link between Kishuf and bestiality. Kol Sheyachno Bechlal Kol Shochiv and Behema Yeshno Bechlal Mechashefa Lo Sechaya. Anyone who's included in the Isir of Kol Shochiv and Behema, which certainly of the Chavim are included in the Arayos of Kol Shochiv and Behema, so they're also included in Mechashefa Lo Sechaya, and that's why Kishuf is Asur for Bnei Noach. Rabbi Lezer Omer Af Al HaKlayim, that even Klayim is included in the Isurim of Bnei Noach. Minani Mili. Well, remember we said not every form of Klayim, but the Gemara is going to elaborate a little bit, because there are many different types of Klayim. There is Kilei Zrayim, there's Harkavasi Ilan, there's Shatniz, there's all sorts of Klayim. So Amar Shmuel, Damar Kra, Es Chukosai Tishmaru, Chukim Shechakakti Lucha Kvar, that when the Torah says as Chukosai Tishmaru in the Parsha of Klayim, it's saying those rules that were already in place. When were they already in place? From the days of Bnei Noach, because they're already included in the Isurim of Bnei Noach. And it says, Behemta Chalos Arbiya Klayim, Visad Chalos Isra Klayim. These are the Isurim of Klayim for Bnei Noach. Not to have Kile Behema and Sad Chalos Isra Klayim. What does that mean, Sad Chalos Isra Klayim? Not to plant Kile Akerem? Or does it mean not to do our Kavasi Ilan? Both of those things happen in a field, so we make a drasha. Ma Behemtacha Baharva'a, Avsadcha Baharkava. Just like by the Behemos, it's Harva'a. Va'as ha-behemos, so too the Isser in the field is harkavas he-ilanos, is grafting two trees onto each other. How do we see from there? What does it have to do with Bamtcha Barva? So Rashi explains. Sadcha lo sizra klayim, says Rashi, uzriya zu ein uzriya mamish. It's not talking about planting two things near each other. Tlo nitztavu b'nei noach al kilei akerem. B'nei noach are not included in that Isser. They're allowed to plant vines as close as they want to their wheat. Ela shalo laharkif ha-ilan al she'eno mina. No, the Isser for Bnei Noach is not to graft a tree onto a different type of tree. Sizra dumya dulo sarvia ma behema baharva adavra mesuyam af adavra mesuyam adavra mesuyam. So to here also it's adavra mesuyam adavra mesuyam. Meaning when you mate two animals, each animal is an independent, fully developed creature, and then you're marvia them together. So too, whatever it is that you're not allowed to do in the field involves two fully developed, independent entities. And then mating them together. That is Harkavas Ha'ilan. But planting Klayim, that's taking seeds and putting them near each other. That has nothing to do with two independent entities. So that's how we know that Bnei Noach are not included in the Isra of Kilei Akerem, let's say. They're certainly not included in the Isra of Shatnis, but they are included in the Isser of Harkavas Ilanos. Ma behemtucha bein ba'aretz bein b'chutzlarz, avsadcha bein ba'aretz bein b'chutzlarz. And just like the Isser of Kile Behema is both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlarz, because it's a Chavas Haguf, and the rule is, by any Chavas Haguf that has nothing to do with Karka, it applies, the Mishnah Kedushin does, it applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzlarz. But so too, because we compare the two, so too Harkavas Ilanos applies even in Chutzlarz. Elameata ushmartem eschukosei vesmishpatai, chukim chakakti l'chakvar. Wait, you mean to tell me anytime it says chukosai, it means the rules that are already in place? The Torah says u'shmartam es chukosai ves mishpatai, and as Rashi points out, that's talking about kol haTorah kula, all of the mitzvos. So you're going to make the same drasha, chukim shechakakti l'chakvar, that all of the mitzvos are already something that we're commanded in? That's impossible. Then it would be saying that b'nei Noach are chayiv in taryag mitzvos. So you can't say that such a drasha is a valid drasha. Hasam ushmartem es chukosai dahashta. Hacha es chukosai tishmru, chukim d'meikara tishmru. It depends whether the lashon of shmira comes before the word chukosai or after the word chukosai. When the lashon of shmira comes before the word chukosai, it is chukim that are first being introduced now and were not previously asur to b'nei noach. When the word tishmru comes after the word chukosai, then it means chukim that have already been in existence and are therefore nogeya to b'nei noach. Amr b'shul ben karcha. So Amr avacha bar Yaakov enuch. So the Mishnah goes on to explain what happens when someone is on trial for being mevarich es Hashem. What exactly do we do? How do we go through the whole procedure? And throughout all the days, we don't use the Shem Hashem. They use Maka Yosi es Yosi and things like that. And then in the last day, when they need Nigmar Adin, then the Eidim finally have to say what they actually heard. So Amr avacha bar Yaakov enuch chayiv ashi yivarch Shem ben arba osios lafuke ben shtei osios. One is only chayiv for being mevarich as Hashem if the shame that he was mevarich is the full four-letter Shem Hashem, not the two-letter Shem Hashem. So says Mar Pshita, obviously it's got to be four letters, Yaka Yosi es Yosi Tanan. The Mishnah gave as an example of the Lashon that we would use, Yosi, which is four letters. So isn't it obvious that we're trying to hint to a Shem Hashem that has four letters? No, Mal Detema Milsa B'Almahu Denakat Kamash Malan. I might have thought, we just picked a word, you know, we wanted a word that wasn't an actual Shem Hashem that we could use, so we picked the name Yosi, but you shouldn't read too much into how many letters there are in Yosi. So Kamash Malan, that we picked that word specifically, and that it's Dafka if one is Mivarich, the four-letter Shem Hashem. What about larger Shem Hashem? So then there's another version of this conversation that relates to that. Ikeda Amri, Amar Avach Bar Yaakov Shema Mina, Shem Ben Arba Osios Nami Shem Hu. You might have thought that one is only Chayiv if he's Mekalel, the Shem of Membez Osios, or Yidbe is one of the larger Shemos Hashem. So what our Mishnah is teaching us is that even the Shem Ben Arba Osios is included. Pshita, Yaka Yosias, Yosi Tanan. Obviously, it's included. Our Mishnah gives an example of four letters of Yosi. So no, Maldatema Adi Ika Shem Rabba, Milsa B'Yamalu Tanakad. I might have thought that no, you need a Shem Rabba, you need a larger name, and we're just picking Yosi as an example. So Kamash Mullah, and that's why it tells us not that way. So clearly from our Gemara, what emerges is that if someone is Megadev, Shem Ben Membez Osios, they're certainly going to be Chayev Skila. And that's what the Miri writes, that that's really the Iker Shem HaMiyuchad. However, the Aruch Lener points out, from the Lashon of the Rambam, it's not so clear. The Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah writes that one is only Chayiv al Shem Havaya or Adnos. And he doesn't mention anything about the Shem Ben Membez Osios. So is it possible that we could be more makel by the larger, more elaborate Shem Hashem than we would be by the smaller Shem Hashem? So he suggests that the Shemos of Membez or even of Yudbez Osios are the Shem Havaya in expanded form. So therefore, it's automatically, his raya is from the fact that the Gemara says in Kiddushin Dafayin Aleph that the Kohanim would be Mevarech HaSa'am B'Shem Ben Yud Beis Osios, even though it says Yivarech HaShem B'Shem Havaya. So it must be that that's also called the Shem Havaya. So you have to say, even according to the Rambam, he's saying that even Adnos, even the Shem Havaya is included in the Yisra of being Mevarech HaShem. Okay, Nigmar Adin. So we said to that, they're going to say the Shem Hashem in the final day when we're going to finally decide the case. So everyone has to stand up. So Om de Minalan, how do I know that they have to stand up? Amr Yitzchak bar Ami, Amr Kra, the Ehud ba'elav. Ehud was the famous left-handed warrior from Sefer Shoftim, who was able to get into the Melech Eglon's inner chamber, even though they were checking for weapons. They were only checking for weapons on the left side, because normally if you're a righty, you would draw from the left side, and he had hid his weapon on his right side because he was a lefty, and they didn't check him, so he got in to see King Eglon, and he was the one that murdered Eglon. So, Ve'eud ba'elav, Vuyoshev ba'aliyas ha'mikar, asher lo levado. and he got into the special chamber, the room where Eglon was sitting all alone. Vayomer Ehud, Dvar Elukim li Elecha. And Ehud says, I have a message from God for you. Vayakam El Akise. And immediately Eglon stood up when he heard that there was a message from God. Velo Dvarm Kalvachomer. Uma Eglon Melech Moav, Shehu Nachri, Velo Yada El Bekinoi, Amad. If Eglon Melech Moav, who is a Nachri, and all he knows about the shame is the Kinoi of Hashem Hashem, and yet out of respect for the Shem Hashem, he stood up, Yisrael, Veshem HaMefurash, Halachas Kama V'Kama. Certainly when a Jew mentions the Shem HaMefurash, all the more so, we have to stand up. Mishmur writes, this is the source of the minhag to stand during Kaddish, that we stand for that which is being Miskadel Miskadesh, the Shmei Rabba, the great name of Hashem. So that if, we learn it from Eglon, that if Eglon did it, we do it too. You know, the Sephardic practice is not to stand for Kaddish, but this is why Ashkenazim stand for Kaddish and for Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarach, that we stand for these things because of Eglon, because we learn it from Eglon. The Aruch Lanai raises the question, is that really why in our Mishnah they were standing up? I mean, what does it say in our Mishnah? They would stand up, they would hear the testimony one more time directly, and they would tear Kriya. Isn't it possible that the reason they stood up was because the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Chavalev tells us that when you tear Kriya, one is supposed to be standing? That's the halacha, that you don't tear Kriya sitting down. Okay, someone's in a wheelchair, they're unable to stand, so you have like that sometimes, so they have to tear Kriya sitting down. But if you have someone who's, I've had that a few times, it was an elderly person who's unable to stand for Kriya. But normally speaking, you tear Kriya standing up. So isn't that what's really going on in our Mishnah? How does the Gemara know that they were standing up because of out of honor for the Shem Hashem? So the Aruch Lanai suggests that the din of Kriya Ba'amida is only when a relative dies, because the makar of that din is the Kriya of Eov and of David, which was all b'shas avelusa. It was all at a time when someone had died. So we cannot derive from there that there's a din of Amida for Kriya in other contexts, even though there are many other situations where one tears Kriya, say for Torah Shenisraf, you know, there are other places, Yerushalayim, etc. There are lots of other Bechubana, obviously, there are lots of other places where one would tear Kriya, but it's Dafka by Misa. That's what the Aruch Lanai suggests. And therefore, even though it sounds from the Mishnah that this Amida was part of the Kriya procedure, he says that the Gemara clearly understands that that's not so. This Amida is out of respect for the Shem Hashem. Korin Minalan. How do I know that they tear Kriya? Dichsiv, I mean that you tear Kriya when you hear a Birchas Hashem. Dichsiv, Vayavo el Yakim el Chilkio, Vishevna Sofer, Vyoch ben Asaf, Hamaskir el Chiskio, Krue Begodim, that they came with their Begodim torn, Vegidulos Divre Ravshake. And they told over the Birchas Hashem that they heard from Ravshake. So you see that that because they heard a Birchas Hashem, that's why they were Krue Begodim. Lomaachin. And we said, and once you tear that Kriya, you never let a man that garment. Minalan, how do I know that to be true? Am Rabbi Yavo, Asya Kriya Kriya. Ksiv Hacha Kriya Begadim. It calls them over here by Rav Shake Kriya Begadim. Uksiv Hasam, Velisha Rav Umetzaik, Avi Avi, Rechav Yisrael Oprashav, Velo Ra'o Od Vech Zak Begadav Yikraim Lishnaim Karayim. When Eliyahu goes up in his chariots of fire to Shemayim, Elisha tears Kriya. Mimash Mashem Rav Yikraim Lishnaim, Eni Odeh Shein Karayim. When it says that he tore his garment into two, I don't know that it's two torn pieces. Obviously, it's two torn pieces. Why does it say two torn pieces? To teach us that it remained that way for forever. Tan Rabbanan, Echad HaShomea, meaning you remain that way forever, and you're not allowed to mend it. That's why it was never, that's why we learn over here as well. You're not allowed to mend the Kriya. Tan Rabbanan, Echad HaShomea, Vechad Shomea, Mipi Shomea, Chayev Lekra. Whether you hear it directly, the actual curse, or whether you hear it secondhand, either way, you have to tear Kriya. The Eidim in Chayev Lekra, Shekvar Karu B'Sha Shashamu. However, the Eidim do not have to tear Kriya a second time, because they already covered themselves with the Kriya that they did the first time at the time that they heard the actual event happen, that they actually saw the crime. Why should that matter? So they heard a Birkas Hashem once before. Now they're hearing a Birkas Hashem again. So shouldn't they tear Kriya a second time? Because now they're saying it, so they're hearing it again. When Chizkiyahu heard the report of what Rav Shake had reported, and what they were all telling him in the name of Rav Shake, Vayikra es begadav. Chizkio tours begadim. Hamel Chizkio kara vehem lo karu. That, yeah, only Chizkio was korea, but everyone else was not korea. So you see that why weren't they korea? They just, after all, they were reporting a birkas Hashem. Yeah, because it was a birkas Hashem that they had already heard from Rav Shake, so they didn't have to tear kriya a second time when they repeated it to tell it to Chizkiyahu. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hashomea askara mipi ha'ovid kochavim, eino chayev lekroa. If a person hears a askara from an ovid kochavim, it's unnecessary to tear kriya. Now we're going to have two machlokas over here. One is when you hear from an ovid kochavim, and the second is if you hear a kinoi, a birkas Hashem of a kinoi of Hashem Hashem, where they have to tear kriya. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel takes a strong stand. You hear from an ovid kochavim, not necessary to be korea. I vim tomer Rav Shake, Yisrael Mumar haya. You'll tell me Rav Shake, nah, he was a Yisrael Mumar, was not an ovid kochavim, and that's why it required kriya. Va'am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, ein korin ella al shem ha-miyuchad bilvad. Also, we only tear kriya if it's shema miyuchad. La fuke kinoi delo. As opposed to if all you hear is a kinoi, then there's no chiyuv kriya. So clearly, the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says two clear statements. Number one, that you do not tear kriya when you hear from Novid Chavim. And number two, that you only tear kriya on shema miyuchad. So very limiting in when you have to tear kriya. Says the Gemara, upligad Rabbi Chiya bitravayu. Rabbi Chiya disagrees on both counts. He's much more expansive in the Chiyuv Kriya. He thinks you do have to tear Kriya even on a Kinoi, and you do have to tear Kriya even when it's an Ovid Chavim, who is Mevarech HaShem. How do we know that Rabbi Chiya holds that way? Dam Rabbi Chiya. HaShomea Askara Bizman HaZeh. Rabbi Chiya says, you know, nowadays, if you hear a Shem HaShem, Eino Chayev Lekroa, one does not have to tear Kriya. Shemiya Ta'omer Kei Nismali Kala Beged Karaim. Because if we don't say that way, then everyone's Beged is just going to be full of Karaim. Meaning there are constantly people violating Birkas HaShem. If we had to tear kriya every time we heard a blasphemy, it would be terrible. All of our clothing would be tattered. So Miman, who are we hearing these birkos Hashem from? Ilei mami Yisrael. If we're hearing them from Jews, mi pekiri kulehai. Is that true? Jews are constantly cursing the Shem Hashem. We hope not. El pshita mi ovid chavim. Obviously, it's happening from ovid chavim. Vi shema miyuchad. And if we're talking about shema miyuchad that you hear, mi gemiri. Do the ovid chavim, are they familiar with the shema miyuchad? El lav bikinui. No, it's the ovid chavim who are constantly cursing bikinui. And he says, okay, so bizman hazeh, even though technically, strictly speaking, you'd have to tear kriya every single time, it would just get ridiculous bizman hazeh because the situation has gotten out of control. Oh, but shema mina bizman hazeh hu delo hamei kara chayiv. But initially, before it got out of control, in this exact situation of an ovid kochavim who's only saying a kinoi on both counts, ovid kochavim, and he's only saying kinoi, you would have had to tear kriya. So shema mina. So therefore, we see that that Rabbi Chiya disagrees with both points of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Minchas Chinuch points out in Mitzvah Ayin, in Os Aleph, in the name of the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim, that if a person hears a giduf from a Jewish person who himself heard from an Oved Kochavim, then certainly you would have to tear Kriya because you heard it from a Yisrael. Meaning we would not say that if it originates with an Oved Kochavim, then it doesn't matter who repeats it, that it still has the status of an Oved Kochavim, and therefore, according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, no chiyuv kriya. He says, no, if it comes through a Yisrael, then you'd have to tear kriya for that. And his raya is a pretty strong raya. It's from the fact that Chizkiyo tears when he heard what Rav Shake said. Oh, we said Rav Shake was a Yisrael Mumar. Yeah, but he was a shliach of the Melech Ashur. So he was really only repeating what he had heard from the Melech Ashur. Melech Ashur was not a Jew. So it all originated over there from an Ovid Chavim. And yet we still see that there's a chiyuv to tear kriya. Also, the Rama points out that when we say Bizman HaZeh, we don't have to be Korea anymore. So that's it, not at all, because Nismalia HaBeged Kulam Karayim. So the Yad Rama says, no, it means we only have to tear once. Meaning, even though strictly speaking, one would have to tear each and every time. But nowadays, we make that statement one time, we tear Korea to show how distressing this is, how much this upsets us. But beyond that, we don't have to continually tear Korea. But it's not that the whole halacha just disappeared. The halacha is still is still intact. Hasheni Omer Afani Kamahu. Then the Mishnah had said that after the first aid tells the Birchas Hashem that he heard, the second aid says, yeah, me too. I heard the same thing. So Amr Shlach Shmamina Afani Kamahu, Kashu B'din Mamlis, Ubedin and Fashos, Umalu David Rabbanan. Apparently, to say Afani Kamahu is a valid form of Eidus on a Daraisa level for Din Mamlis and for Din and Fashos. It's just a Chumra Midrabbanan that we don't allow it. Vahacha, Kivin Dalaf Sharuk Mur Rabbanan Daraisa. But over here, we don't have a choice. We don't want people to just be shouting curses of the Shem Hashem from the rooftop, so we'd rather keep it, minimize it. So we go back to the Daraisa, and we're willing to be Mechayiv someone Misa, even with such a form of Edus, of Afani Kamahu. Because if you're going to say that it's a that it's a puzzle way, that it's not a valid way of saying Edus on the Daraisa level, so what? Because we don't have a reasonable way to actually say over this Eidus, so we're going to kill someone wrongfully, we're going to be mechayev someone Misa without proper Eidus. No, you have to say that it is proper Eidus on the Daraisa level. Midrabbanan, the Rabbanan goes that you shouldn't say such Eidus, but when you don't have a choice, the Rabbi Chia Gavna logos Rabbanan, the Rabbanan didn't make any such takan or gzeira not to say Afani Kamahu in this case because we had no other option. Vashlishi Omer Afani Kamahu. And then the third guy would say, yeah, me too, I also say just like him. Who's the third guy? Why do we even need a third guy? Says Mar Stomach Rabbi Akiva Demakish Gimel Lishnayin. We're assuming like Rabbi Akiva, who makes this hekish Maseches Makos, that when the Torah says two or three Edim, it's saying that if just like in a group of two Edim, if one of them is found to be a Karav Apostle, Edusim Betela, so too in a group of three Edim, if even one of them is found to be a Karav Apostle, we don't say Niskayim Edus Bashar, let the other two Edim be the valid Edus. No, the whole thing becomes Apostle. Okay, now we move on to the issue of Avodah Zarah. Now, one is Chayev Skila for being Oved Avodah Zarah. Says the Mishnah, Ha'Oved Avodah Zarah. When one is Oved Avodah Zarah, there are two types of Avodah Zarah. There are those that are the more extreme forms of worship for which one is Chayev Skila, and those that are lesser forms of worship that are definitely Aser, but one is not Chayev Skila for them. Ha'Oved Avodah Zarah, Echara Oved, Vechara Mezaveach, Vechara Mekater, Vechara Menasech, Vechara Meshtachave, Vechara Mekablo Olav Leloka, Vomer Lo Eliata. One is Chayev Skila if he slaughters the Avodah Zarah, he burns incense to the Avodah Zarah, he pours libations, he bows, he's mekabelit as a deity, he says, you are my God. For any of those things, he is certainly Chayev Skila. Aval, Hamegafef, Vamenashek, if he hugs or he kisses the Avodah Zarah, Vamechabed, Vamerabes, he sweeps out or cleans up in front of the Avodah Zarah, Vamerachets, or he washes the Avodah Zarah, Vasach, or he anoints it with nice oils, Vamalbish, or he dresses it, Vamanil, he puts shoes on it, over below Saseh. Those are all violations of below Saseh, but they are not Chayev Skila. Hanoder Bishmo Vamekayim Bishmo over below Saseh. If someone takes a neder b'shem the Avodah Zarah, or he's Mekayim b'shem the Avodah Zarah, that too is a violation of below Saseh, meaning he's Mekayim b'shavua b'shem the Avodah Zarah. HaPower Atzmo L'bal Pa'or Zui Avodasa. But then there are certain Avodah Zarahs that have highly unusual ways of being oved them. So even though normally if someone were to defecate in front of an Avodah Zarah, we would probably say mitzvah ka'avid, he's humiliating the Avodah Zarah, but if it's darko b'kach, if that's the way that they would do the Avodah, so then zui Avodah, he's going to be chayv skila if a person is power himself in front of Baal Pa'ar. And similarly, hazorek evan l'markulis, zui Avodah, someone throws a rock at Markulis, that's also the Avodah of Markulis, and therefore he's going to be chayv for that. The Mishnah says that gifuf and nishuk are only a los Sase, but you're not even chayiv. It sounds like you're not even chayiv misa bidei shemayim. So in the Sefer Avram Yagel, he just points out there's a Gemara in Yumad of Samach Vav where there's machlokas Rav and Levi by the Cheda Egel. By the Cheda Egel, there are three different onshim that are recorded. There's Sayef, Magefa, and Hadroken. So the Gemara goes through who got which onesh, depending on what exactly their involvement was with the Cheda Egel. So one of them is that gife finishek ne'enash b'magefa, that if someone would hug and kiss the egel, if that was their involvement, then they suffered with magefa, which means they died bidei shemayim. So it sounds like, even though there's no chi of misa, but still they get a magefa bidei shemayim. So how come in our Mishnah it sounds like it's just stam alos haseh? So he suggests that maybe this is really a machlokas tanaim. He has a tosefta where Rabbi Yehuda has such a shita, that the Rabbi Yehuda says that we're makish neshika lekriya, just like bowing your chayiv, so too by neshika your chayiv, and that's both b'misa b'dei shemayim. So it could be that Gemara assumes like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Another thing that some of the achronim point out over here, when we discuss one of the things, the different things that one does to show honor to the avodah zarah, so one of the things that we mention is malbish, but then the next thing we say is manil, that one gives shoes to the avodah zarah. Are those two different things? Meaning, there's a discussion in poskim. If a person says, "I hereby commit," in Tshuva Shara Ephraim, it's in Kuf Chav Dalet, someone that was mekabel upon himself to provide, to clothe another person, to provide all the clothing that the other person needs. So is he obligated to buy him shoes as well? So that was the shaila in the Shara Ephraim, whether he has to provide him with shoes. Do we say that that's part of clothing, or that these are two separate entities? So one of the diukim they try to make from a Mishnah is that malbish and manil are two separate things. That's what the poskim say. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that lo yeh malbushcha shel Shabbos kemalbushcha shel chol, that your Shabbos clothing shouldn't be the same as your weekday clothing. So that's a question. Do you need Shabbos shoes? So that's a tshuva in the Rav Pa'alim, Chelek Dalet Simen Yud Gimel, and he says that l'chora malbush shoes are not included in malbush. And his raya is that the bracha of malbush arumim is on regular clothing and does not include shoes, and that's why we have another bracha shasli called tzarchi specifically for shoes. So it could be that despite what the way we were raised, at least, that you always have to have Shabbos shoes, a person doesn't have to have dafka Shabbos shoes. Okay, says the Gemara further now. My echada oved. We started by saying all of these different forms of avoda. So we said, if a person slaughters or burns incense, or is menasech, etc. But we started with echada oved. What does it mean, echada oved? Oved aren't all these examples of oved? What's this general statement of oved? So says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yirmiya hachikamer, echad oved kedarka, ve'echad hamezabech, ve'echad mekater, ve'echad menasech, ve'echad meshtach, ve'apilu shalo kedarka. That there are two categories over here. Anything that's the avoda kedarka of that avoda zara, certainly your chayev skila. But even when you're doing something that shalokadarka, if it's one of these four ways of slaughtering or burning incense or menasech or mishtachaveh, so then automatically, even if that's not the derech of avoda to that avoda zara, those are considered four standards of avoda that no matter what, you're going to be chayev skila. Ask the Gemara, well, apparently what we're listing over here are things that we do in the Beis HaMikdash, that you're not supposed to do these same things to avoda zara. So v'lichshav nami zorek, why don't we mention Zorek on the list as well, because don't we have a notion of Zrika Saddam as well in when it comes to the way that we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam? And the Rishonim are bothered, why are we only asking from Zorek? Why not Mekabel and Molech, all of the Avodos Pnim? So the Rishonim deal with it. But V'lichshu Nami Zorek, so Rabbi Zorek Hainu Menasech. Zorek and Menasech are the same. T'chsev Balasich Nescheya Midam. Minani Mili, how do I know that Yechayiv and these Avodos, even when they're Shalok Kedarka, Ditan Rabbanan, Ilu Nemar Zoveach Yechram, had the Pasuk just said Zoveach Yechram without the word Lelukim in between, Hayis Yomer B'Zoveach Kachim Mechutzakas Medaber, we would have assumed we're talking about Shechtin Kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Tamal Omar, Lelukim, B'Zoveach, or Leluhim, B'Zoveach Lavod Zchav Mechutzakas Medaber, that's talking about Zoveach Ravod Zara. Okay, good, so only B'Zoveach, I only see that Zoveach Lavod Zara is a problem. Mekater, Menasich, Minayin, how do I know that Mekater, Menasich is also Chayv Skila? Tamal Omar, Bilti Lashem Levado. Rikin avodos kulan l'shem ha-miyuchad. That everything has to be, all of these avodos are designated only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'fi shiyatza zvicha lidon v'avodos pinim. Zvicha is singled out to be l'lamir al klal kulo yatza. Rashi points out, this is one of those things. Davar shu b'chal v'yatza min ha-klal. We say it every morning. L'lamir al klal kulo yatza. It teaches about all of them. Minayin l'rabos hishtachava. How do I know hishtachava is also included? That's not one of the avodos pinim. Tamal omar v'yelech v'yavar elohim acherim v'yishtach v'lehem. The Samachle Votesa Mitzvah Ishahu, Onesh, so you see that you chayv skila even for Ishtachava'a. Onesh Shamanu, Asari Minayin. Yeah, that's Onesh. How do I know the Nasara? Tamalom Kiddush Shachave Le'elacher. Yachl Shani Marba, Hamagafev, Hamanashik, Vamanil. I might think that all those forms of Avodah are also chayv skila. Tamalom Zavech, Zvicha Bechlala, Savalom Yatza, Lakshe, Lavalom Lach, Mazvicha, Muchadash, Yavodas Prim, Vachavan Lamisa, Avkol Shavodas Prim, Vachavan Lamisa. Only that which is an Avodas Pnim are you chayv misa, and hugging and kissing are not included. Yatza Ishtachava'a Lidon Ba'atzma, Ishtachava'a is singled out just to say that that's an exception. That even though it's not an Avodas Pnim, you also chayv skila. Yatza Zvicha Lidon Al Kol Kulo. But when Zvicha is singled out, it's to teach us about all the Avodas Pnim. So what you're left with is all the Avodas Pnim plus Ishtachava'a, those are the things you chayv skila for. Everything and whatever is darko bekach, and everything else, megafik, menashik, merabits, all those other things are alosa say terrible, but one is not chayv skila. So, Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin with the analysis of that price.